Blog Talk Radio.
He told the old world that he was going to die and resurrect on the third day, just like Jesus did. And so he actually died. I don't know how he used his magical powers and his powers, you know. He actually died. And they buried him just like the very person. And so on the third day, people came from all over the world with their cameras, with their video equipment. They wanted to record the first man to resurrect from the dead after Jesus did. Jesus is the only person that resurrected from the dead after he died. So the old world, newsmen and newspaper people, TV stations and radio stations from all over the world, they send their correspondents to come and record and film what was going to happen. And so they were all there with their cameras, getting ready to record the first somebody who resurrected, who decided to resurrect like Jesus did. So everybody focused their cameras and everybody was, you know, looking at the grave, you know, with their cameras. This man have already told everybody that he was going to resurrect from the grave on the third day, just like Jesus Christ did. So everybody was ready with their cameras, getting ready to pick the event and so on. Really, this magical man, this occult man, this magical man really wanted to resurrect. Really, he was trying his power. And they could see the grave was pushing, as if he was trying to push and push and really come out. He was really trying to do something. All of a sudden, thunder struck. And the man perished, everything destroyed. He could not resurrect. He just perished in that grave. How can he compete with Jesus Christ? He don't compete. The only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ, the only person who died and resurrected on the third day to prove to the world that he is the only begotten Son of God, that God sent to redeem the whole world. And then this magical man, this so-called diabolical man, was trying to emulate, trying to mimic, trying to. A thunder came from no and struck him to death. And that was the end of it. You don't compete with God. Don't compete with God. Battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord. Nobody who can battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord. Nobody who can battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord. Nobody who can battle with the Lord, who can battle with the Lord. Can battle with the Lord. Nobody can battle with the Lord. Nobody can compete with the Lord. And even on the resurrection morning, they send some armed men, they send some soldiers to guide the tomb of Jesus Christ. Welcome, man.
Yes, sir. Happy Palm Sunday.
Yes, same to you, man. Yes. So I'm going to hand over to her. In a few minutes, let me just do for a few minutes. I'll soon hand over. They sent some armed men to guide the tomb of Jesus Christ so that he will not resurrect. While they were standing there, probably holding some ammunition, then the Bible says the power of God came down. You know, the scripture says God raised him from the dead. That's what the Bible says, the book of Acts. Whom God raised from the dead. God raised him from the dead and gave him a name that is above every other name. That at the name of Jesus, every name of bow of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth. Some must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. So why those, I mean, those men were standing there, bodyguards. The power of God hit the area. And all those men fell down. Read the scripture. They fell down as dead. The angel came and rolled away the stone. And Jesus came out. And it was celebration. You know, it was victory galore. You know, so this period is a special period when we remember and commemorate what Jesus did to redeem mankind. So we're going to pray briefly, and then the woman of God is going to take over. We're going to ask God to help us to appropriate what Jesus Christ did for us on Calvary Street, because that is the problem. Many times people, they talk about it, they don't really apply it. You know, a man of God was sick in the hospital, and they told him he was going to die. There was no hope. It was incurable. So he read the book. He read the Bible. Said, by the stripes of Jesus, I was healed. If Jesus has healed me on the cross, then I cannot be in this hospital like this, lying down helpless. So he announced to the other, say, I'm going home. Jesus Christ has healed me. You know, he said, no, lie down, lie down. Say, no, the word of God says I'm healed. And that was how the man, he walked out of the hospital, and that was the end of it. Those sickness just disappeared. Those problems disappeared like that. He believed the word of God. Yes. So we're going to pray right now that we will believe and appropriate what God as said in the scriptures. We need to receive it into our spirit. Yes, shall we pray, everybody? Let us pray. Yes, let's appropriate what Jesus did for us on Calvary. Let's receive it. Let's claim it for our families and friends.
Yes, we receive what Jesus did for us on Calvary. The major thing he did for us on the cross of Calvary.
Healing,
redemption by the blood of Jesus, the powerful use of the blood of Jesus, then the powerful use of the name of Jesus. That is what Jesus Christ has done for us. So on the cross of Calvary, the salvation of our soul through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross, redemption, the blood of Jesus. He is the power that is in the blood of Jesus, who is death on the cross of Calvary. The all triumphed by the blood of Jesus. He become overcomer by the blood of Jesus. We are more than conquered through the blood that is dead on the cross of Calvary. We are overcome by the blood shed on the cross of Calvary. He prevailed over the enemy by the blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary. To obtain our salvation through the cross of the
Yes.
And through the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ has suffered for us on the cross. We will no longer suffer. Jesus has taken away our sins on the cross of Calvary. All our sins are forgiven. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, thank you greatly for my salvation and the salvation of my entire family, Father, and then you will be glory forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
We receive the revenge that Jesus provided for us on Calvary Street over 2,000 years ago in the name of
Jesus. We appreciate your bloodshed on the cross of Calvary for us. Oh, Lord God of heaven, thank you for redeeming us with your blood. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Thank you for making us more than conqueror. Thank you for making us to triumph with the blood of Jesus. Thank you for making us an overcomer through the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
The redemption, the deliverance that Jesus provided for you on Calvary, receive it now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
So we're going to hand over to our mother in Christ, Honorable Lady Evangelist Elaine Kalawa, to share with us what God has laid in her heart. Yes.
Madam, Jesus, I thank you. I give you glory, I give you honor, I magnify and exalt you, Lord God Almighty, for today's teaching. Today, we are talking about triumphant entry of Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. That is the starting story of his going to the cross to die. That's the first portion that tells us what is going to happen concerning Jesus going to die on the cross. But today is the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. This is called Palm Sunday. Jesus, Matthew chapter 21, from 1 to the end. Jesus' triumphant entry. As Jesus and the disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethphage on the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of them on ahead. Said, "Go into the village over there," he said. "As soon as you enter it, you will see a donkey tied there, which is called beside it. A colt is called the child of a donkey. Untie them," that is, untie the mother and the child, "and bring them to me. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say the Lord needs them. The Lord needs us and our own children too, because a donkey and a colt, they are mother and a child. And he immediately let you take them. This took place to fulfill the prophecy that said, 'Tell the people of Jerusalem, look, your king is coming to you, King Jesus. He's humble, riding on a donkey's colt.' The two disciples did as Jesus commanded. We too, we should be doing as Jesus commands us. They brought the donkey and the colt to him and threw their garments over the colt and they sat on it. Most of the crowd spread their garments on the road ahead of him, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Some are still doing this celebration all over the world. In some countries, they still do this, spreading their garments on the road and cutting palm leaves, spreading on the road. Some countries still do it on Palm Sunday, which is today. Jesus was in the center of the procession, and the people all around him were shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David. Blessing on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in highest ever." Today is the day of praise unto God. Some Bible says, "Hosanna in the name of the Lord." Instead of "praise God in the highest heaven," they said "Hosanna in the highest heaven."
Yeah.
The entire city of Jerusalem was in an uproar as he entered. "Who is this?" they asked. And the crowd replied, "Is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee?" Jesus Christ is a prophet from Nazareth.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the temple. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals or sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scripture declare, my temple will be called a house of prayer." The church of God must be called the house of prayer. Our own body too, our body is the temple of Christ, must be a house of prayer. "But you have turned it into a den of thieves." The blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. So today is a day of healing, the triumphant entry of Jesus Christ to Jerusalem. The leading priests and the teachers of the religious law saw these wonderful miracles. Today is a day of miracle, Palm Sunday. Wonderful miracle. And heard even the children in the temple shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David." But the leaders were indignant. They asked Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying? Even children are very happy on this day, praising the Lord. Today's day of praise." Yes,
man.
Jesus replied, "Haven't you ever read the scripture? For they say,
yeah,
you have taught children and infants to give you praise." You must teach our children to praise God. Even infants praise God.
Yes.
Then he turned to Bethany. Here is Jesus called the fig tree. In the morning, as Jesus was returning to Jerusalem, he was hungry, and he noticed a fig tree beside the road. He went over to see if it were any figs, but there were only leaves. Then he said to it that the fig tree never bear any fruit again, and immediately the fig tree withered up. That's why we must not play with curse. Any curse or any negative word, immediately it is spoken, we use the word of God to reverse it and cancel it, because curses make one's life to wither. The disciples were amazed when they saw this and asked, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Then Jesus told them, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and don't doubt, you can do things like this and much more." As a Christian, we must have faith. We should not be doubting. You can even say to this man, will you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. If you have faith, any mountain or problem in our life, when we speak to it, it melts. You can pray for anything, and if you have faith, you will receive it. When we pray for anything we want using the name of Jesus, we will have it. The authority of Jesus was challenged. When Jesus returned to the temple and began to teach, the leading priests and elders came to him. They demanded, "By what authority are you doing all these things? Who gave you the right to challenge the authority of Jesus Christ teaching in the temple?" This is where all these problems start that leads to the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the first chapter of the story. "I tell you, by what authority I do these things?" If you answer one question, Jesus replied, "The John's authority came from heaven or from merely human?" They talk it over among themselves. If you say it was from heaven, he will ask us, why didn't we believe John? But if you say it was merely human, the people knew that John is a prophet, and they finally replied, "We don't know." And Jesus responded, "They won't tell you. Then I won't tell you by what authority I do all these things." This is the story of the Palm Sunday, which is today. The riding of the donkey by Jesus to Jerusalem, triumphant entry of Jesus to Jerusalem. This is what is being celebrated today, the day of Palm Sunday. And the main emphasis there is praising Jesus, praising him as our prophet, praising him as our King, King Jesus. They said, "Who is this?" For all those that have not even known about Jesus, they all know about Jesus. The Palm Sunday triumphant entry is pointing us to know that Jesus Christ is a king and is a prophet.
Yes.
He's a king and a prophet. And that we should be teaching our students too how to praise the Lord God Almighty. Out of the Mount of Babes, even Psalm 8 was telling us about how out of the mouth of infants and babies comes the praises of God Almighty. So may our praises continue to increase and be more powerful as from today, in Jesus' name, amen. So God bless the leading of his soul. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because it's a prayer point.
We are going to pray. We are going to tell God, whatever God says I should do, that's what I should be doing. Jesus told the people that they should go and release the cords, and from donkey yard they were tied. They did what Jesus told them to go and do without fearing people. We are going to pray, "O Lord God of heaven, remove the fear of people from my life. Whatever you command me to do, that's what I should be doing. Let us pray."
Yes,
Jesus,
Lord,
in the mighty name of Jesus, O Lord God of my Father, the only God in heaven and the heart. Whatever you want me to be doing, That's what I should be doing. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, as your disciple, as your servant, whatever you command me to do, that's what I should be doing. In Jesus' name, amen. In Jesus' name, amen. If anyone asks you what you are doing, just say the Lord needs them. The Lord needs us, and we need Jesus. Jesus is all I need. We are going to pray. Jesus, you are all I need. I need you this very second. Most glorious God, the tender love like that can peace for us. I need you, Jesus, I need you. This very second, I need you. Oh, bless me, oh, my Savior. I've come to thee. We are going to pray. We are going to tell Jesus, Jesus, I need you in my life. My children need you. My family need you. I need you from generation to generation in my life, let us pray. Father, I need you in Jesus' name in my life to guide and lead me. Oh, Lord God of heaven, in the name of Jesus, I need you, Jesus, in my life. I need you. Oh, Lord God of heaven, come to me. Jesus, I need you. In Jesus' name, amen. He says, look, your king is coming to you. King Jesus, your king is coming to you. You are going to call Jesus. Jesus, I need you. Come to me. Jesus, come to me. I need you to come to me. Let us pray. Oh, Lord God, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the mighty name of God. Oh, Lord God, Jesus, I need you to come unto me in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Come unto me, Jesus. In Jesus' name, come unto me. I need you, Jesus. Come into my house, O Lord God. Come into my life. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Jesus, come into my life. Lord Jesus, come in today. Come in and stay. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come into the life of my children and their family, Lord Jesus. I need you. Come into my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I told that Jesus told them to go and set the donkey and the colt free in their villages. Liberty, that they should go and untie them where they tied them. They are going to pray wherever the enemy has tied me and my children. Jesus, deliver me. Deliver me, Jesus. Today is a day of deliverance. Palm Sunday, the triumphant entry of Jesus to Jerusalem is a day of deliverance. Jesus, me and my children, donkey and a colt, their mother and children. Deliver me and my children. Release us wherever we have been tied. Lose us, O Lord God. Use your disciples to lose us. Deliver us, let us say. Again, Jesus, send me the mighty name of John. O Lord God, deliver me. O Lord God of heaven, in the name of John. Today is a day of deliverance. Wherever I have been tied, O Lord God of heaven, deliver me in Jesus' name. Amen. These people, Jerusalem, they put on their garments. They took off their garments and put it on the road, on the floor, and palm tree for Jesus to ride on. They are going to pray. There is nothing too big to give unto God. Anything I have, O Lord God of heaven, let me use it for your glory. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Job, whatever we have, let us use it to glorify God Almighty in Jesus' name. Jesus, whatever we have, let us use it to glorify Jesus. Oh Lord God, whatever we have, let us use it to glorify Jesus in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us honor Jesus. Oh Lord God of heaven, honor and glory belongs unto Jesus. Let me be among those who will give you honor. Let my children be among those who will give you honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Today is a day of praise. They say, praise God for the Son of David. Blessing on the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Praise God in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We are going to pray. Oh Lord God, your name is very powerful. There is power in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. This Palm Sunday, I run into it. Me and my family, we are saved. Let us pray. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. We run into it and we are saved. Oh, Father, oh, they say that hold it out. Kahara Moskadra Mori Muske Demon. No, the name of Jesus is strong time. We all run into it and we are saved in the name of the me and my family and my children and their family. We are saved in Jesus' name. Amen. The entire city of Jerusalem was in hope and the house. Who is this? The hags. They don't know it's Jesus. Who is this? The hags. And they were told that Jesus is the prophet from Nazareth. Who is this? From people don't know who Jesus is. That's why they say we should evangelize and preach the gospel that Jesus Christ died on the cross and is saved and is risen on the third day, and we are saved. So this is reminding us that we should do the Great Commission and preach about Jesus and tell people who Jesus is.
Yes.
People don't know who Jesus is. So we must tell them who Jesus is by preaching. I'm going to pray that God, let me do the Great Commission which you have commanded me, that I should now preach about Jesus. Let me follow your commandment to preach and tell people about Jesus Christ. O Lord God, today, Palm Sunday, is letting us to know who Jesus Christ is. Is to call the attention of people to who Jesus Christ is, so that they might know who is Jesus Christ. Father, let me be able to proclaim the name of Jesus Christ and tell people about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ that brought salvation in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Man, hallelujah. God. Yes. We thank God. Sing this song. Jesus died on thy cross. Healing me on thy cross. To redeem me.
Jesus died on thy cross, saving me on thy cross.
before he will come again. So Jesus is not going to come again until we have successfully preached the gospel to every nation. So that's why we are here every weekend to propagate the gospel of Jesus Christ. I want to thank every one of you who participate, who are helping and, you know, supporting and making sure this word is going forth to the nations. I tell you, so many nations are receiving these messages. We get emails and emails and we get messages all the time of what God is doing. We want to thank God for that. And thank God for Mama Evangelist Lincoln and Wild for sacrificing her time to be with us in these meetings every weekend. God reward her and her family abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. And every one of you who are joining us in these services every time, God bless you all and reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. We're going to continue to enjoy this word of God. Tomorrow we're going to have another section somewhere around 10 a.m. or so, or 11 a.m. But I know God has blessed you. Please forward this message to everyone you know. Email it, text it, tweet it out, and share it. Let it go viral to bless the nations of the earth. Jesus loves you, and we all love you all. God bless you all abundantly. Have a good sleep, a good rest, and it's us in the name of Jesus. Let's say the grace
of our Lord
Jesus Christ. The
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. With us now and forevermore, amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever, amen.
God bless you all. Shalom.
Amen. Amen.
Shalom.
Yes. Shalom. Thank you, sir.
Shalom. Yes. Thank you. Yes. All right. Hello?
I love your life.
Yeah, who is this? There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out for me. May the blind to see, open praising God. There is a river of life flowing out for me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. May the blind to see, open praising God. Need I do yet?
All right, badass. It's time to
put your
fuck up.
Oh, for love. There is a river of life flowing out for me. There is a river of life flowing out for me. There is a river of life flowing out for me. Need I blind to see? Open praising God. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. Lead our blind to see, open praising God. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. There is a river of life flowing out from me. May thy blind to see open freely. Yes, baby, but I'm fly, flowing down from me. Yes, baby, but I'm fly, flowing down from me. Yes, baby, but I'm fly. Flowing out from me, may the blind to see, hope of freedom.